Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning and happy Wednesday, everyone. We are here today with our good friend Amy Lee from Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So obviously, we don't need to ask Amy what wellness means to her because I think we are all very clear on that at this point. And today, we talked a while ago about some of the glorious things you do, and we touched on the pregnancy portion that you have helped, and part of your business and your being is to help others become pregnant.
Yes.
So we teased that a little bit because there was some good news on that front.
Yeah.
And of course, we're not sharing names or specific details, but let's check in with those ladies and let us know what's going on. And then we're going to kind of run a little bit of a start to finish, right?
Sure.
And let everybody know if they're having fertility struggles, or maybe it's not even a struggle, but want some help with fertility, how you do before, during, and after, and what that all entails.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So currently, right now, as far as fertility goes, I'm currently working with just one person. Essentially, what happens is when women want to work with me, you can either choose to do the 2-month program or the 4-month program. But generally, once that program is over, I am only involved as much as they want me to be involved. So I don't necessarily have a lot of communication with them after that, you know, unless they choose to come in or keep me informed. And a lot of times it might just be, you know, a thank you and a test of a positive pregnancy result. Or I mean a picture of a positive pregnancy test, rather. Some people come from out of state. So again, once a therapy is done, they just kind of, you know, they stay there and they are supported by the community that they've created there. But generally speaking, in my experience with the women that I've worked with, once the therapy is completed, they generally have gotten pregnant between that 5 and 6 month mark after the start of like the first therapy session. Again, that's just my results. I don't know, you know, statistically nationwide or even Wisconsin-wide, because the combination of therapies that I do is kind of unique, so it's difficult to find specific stats on that.
Sure.
You know. But yes, I mean, right now there is the babies, you know, that were conceived through my therapy have already been born, so I currently don't have anyone pregnant now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
I am super excited to get working on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So how does it work? I mean, we've touched on this a little bit in different areas, but so before, during, and after, you will be here through the whole process if necessary.
Right.
So what does that look like? Because I know the rest of us are like, well, I got pregnant, I went to the doctor, I took a test, I had a baby. What could she possibly do differently? So explain why that's different with you.
Well, again, I mean, I think that I've probably explained the therapy a lot on here, but just super quickly, it's a combination of visceral manipulation, a lot of fascia therapy, energy healing, emotional trauma release, essential oils, spiritual guidance. It's kind of the whole thing. And once that therapy is completed and they are pregnant, obviously we can't do any more visceral manipulation on them. It depends on their risk level, the physical body work that I can do on them. So sometimes women have come to me because there's all these things which usually makes them high risk, or if not high risk, they definitely want to monitor them because they've had issues in the past. And so when it comes to support during pregnancy, it's energetic. It can be massage. I personally am not certified in prenatal massage, but I have experience massaging pregnant ladies. So support through that, the energy healing and the emotional aspect of that. And then once they're born, once the child is born, the moms can come in to me essentially as soon as they feel better. And then, you know, you have to be cleared by your doctor. That's just a basic medical protocol.
Sure.
And whether or not you've had a C-section or a vaginal birth, my therapy can help tremendously with that. Because obviously, if you've had a C-section, now we're talking about scar tissue developing. And why wouldn't you work on that area? Sure. You know, I mean, we do so much therapy for all other surgeries. So we definitely want to work that area, help them stabilize their hormones by physically stimulating the ovaries and helping them flush things out quicker. I have been able to feel, I didn't realize at the time it was a clot. I just knew and that's the thing with the therapy that I do when I'm feeling that deeply. I can't always tell you have a tumor, you have a clot, you have a cyst or something. But I can tell, like, well, this structure shouldn't be there. So there are times when I have felt like it felt, I don't know how else to describe it, but bouncy. It felt more bouncy than it should. That's the way that I described it to my client. And it turned out for her to be a clot that was then able to be released.
All right. This is a good spot. We're going to take our real break real quick, and then we're going to get in a little more details about those things.
Yes.
Okay, so hang out, everybody. Come back. Join us back here in just a minute with Amy Lee from Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center, and we are talking about all things pregnancy today. So we'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Thanks for sticking around and hanging out with us on this glorious Wednesday. We are here with Amy Lee from Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center. And again, we are talking all things pregnancy. So early on when we met Amy, we had talked a bit about her therapies, right? And how you help women not even in our area. They come from all around, right, to see you. So we were checking in on how those were going, and we got some knowledge on that. We have some successful births we can talk about on the podcast side.
Definitely.
And one of the things that is glaringly obvious to me when we're talking about pregnancy, all of us know the beginning and the middle. We know how we get pregnant. We know we have a baby. What happens after that?
Right.
It's just you're gone and you're on your own and good luck and enjoy your life with your new child that you know nothing about and didn't come with the instructions.
Right.
And now your body is different and you have hormones and you have all these things.
Right.
So what does an aftercare look like with you? You're talking about C-sections versus natural birth, things like that. I had a C-section. The thought of you smushing around in there makes me a little queasy.
Yeah.
So explain that, because I'm sure it's not that bad, right? Like, explain how that goes.
So, of course, we can obviously work on someone who's had a vaginal birth much sooner than someone who's had a C-section. Either way, it's still going to be very tender. I mean, you know, it takes, you know, months for your uterus to contract back down to size.
Well, it took us 9 months to get there, right?
Right, exactly. And so, again, working viscerally, kind of helping those structures kind of get back to where they're supposed to as much as we can. I personally don't see how anything can go back to the way it was previous internally, whether you had a C-section or not. No. But again, adequate blood flow, getting that old lymph fluid out. Nothing can heal without proper blood flow, oxygenation, all the proper nutrients and minerals that we need, and that all comes from the blood. So we really have to, you know, pamper the mom. And this is a time period, too, where the hormones are fluctuating constantly. Whether you're breastfeeding or not, that is another sometimes complication, you know,
there's
for women.
There's lots of variables.
A lot of variables. Yes, birth and breastfeeding are the most natural things in the world, but they are also very difficult, you know.
Yeah.
And wonderful and difficult.
Right.
Did I say they're difficult?
The miracle of birth is a miracle. Like,
yes.
There is no just magic. We didn't crack open an egg and go, hey, da-da.
Right.
Like, there's a process, and our bodies take a toll.
Yeah.
So we have other things. You know, we break a leg, we go through physical therapy. Mm-hmm. We hurt our back, we go through physical therapy. We have a baby, we never talk about it again.
Right.
That's
gotta stop. Important to pay attention to your body. And the thing is, once you have a child, your sole focus is that child. That is why the village comes around the mother to take care of the mother.
Sure.
And moms can't, in that moment, they're only thinking of baby, you know, and that's if they don't get hit with baby blues, postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, all of those things that can come. So they need help, you know, drive them to their appointments. Look for this kinds of thing. You know, look for the aftercare. Be the people who are going to go over and, you know, clean their house and cook for them.
Help grocery shops, stuff.
Things like that. But again, helping the mom focus on herself. Because in this country, a lot of times the baby is seen 6 times after it's born before the mom is ever even seen once. There's so much focus on the care of the child and very little focus on the care of the mother. And obviously, the health of the baby is important.
Correct, right.
But let's take care of the people who have to take care of the child.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the mom is the most important person in this situation. Mm-hmm. And if she is supported and educated, then she can take care of the baby.
And the second baby, the third baby, if you don't, depending on how many you have, obviously it gets, I'm going to say easier, but I know that's not really word. I mean, ease is not, but you're familiar now. Now you have a, you know what happened the first time. You can do it again. You're not as intense of a mother as you were the first time around, I would say, maybe.
I think, you know, I've said this to people all the time. You're just going along through life and everything's fine and everything's wonderful. And then all of a sudden you have a baby and suddenly, like, every day there's 100 new ways to die.
Yeah, for
real. You know, I mean, the things that go through your brain as a new mom. You know, I remember walking down the hall with my child who was, you know, he was 10 days overdue, but he lost a whole bunch of weight. And he was just teeny tiny, like 7-pounder in my hand. And I thought to myself, I could trip right now and crush his skull and he would die. That's seriously what I thought. Because that's what goes through your head.
New moms,
so support
everything.
Her. Make sure she's being fed. Mm-hmm. I wasn't eating.
Is she awake enough yet? Yeah.
Yeah. Watching him breathe, listening to him breathe, you know, taking him in the bathroom with you when you take a shower. Because, you know, in that 5 minutes you allocate for yourself for a shower, something might happen. I don't discount any of that. All of those feelings are 100% valid. And we should just support new moms and teach them and educate them and not say, you don't have to do that or that's silly or that's over the top. Just support them.
Yeah. Good. And this is a great place to stop for today. So we could go on forever and ever. And we will on the podcast side.
Right.
So make sure you guys come back for the rest of this because we're going to talk a little bit about that postpartum and some ways to maybe help alleviate that or get through it.
Right.
In, you know, not by yourself, stuff like that. So thank you so much, Amy, for stopping in again. We will talk to her again next month. And we're going to talk about some mental health next month. So be ready for that.
Okay.
But we're going to keep going, talk some more pregnancy on the podcast side. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. As always, thank you, Amy, for stopping in. Tell everybody where you are and how to get a hold of you.
Yes, you can find me. Soul Healing Body Work and Wellness Center is obviously the name of my business. You can reach me at amy@reproductivesolutionswi.com, or you can contact me through the Facebook page or my website.
And she is also linked on this podcast.
Yes.
So make sure you hit the link and get to see Amy. She is a world of knowledge, and you don't even know what you need to know from her yet. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Again, we will see you next week and talk to Amy next month.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So before, when we ended on the on-air portion of this, we were talking about basically aftercare of pregnancy. We got through the pregnancy. Now we need the village around mom. I feel strongly about what I'm about to say here because do you feel, you are a nurse, you live this daily in your real life with your system and the sacred womb. Is there a difference between going into labor naturally or being induced by a doctor? Because I think there is.
Oh, there's a huge difference, of course. Sure.
Okay.
Because, I mean, if you're going into labor naturally, well, then it's natural. If you're being
like put, your body's ready, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's doing it by itself. You know, the oxytocin starts to trigger and that starts the cramps and then everything kind of moves along from there. If you are forced into it for any reason, you know, whether it's necessary, whether it's not, there's a multitude of thoughts and feelings and opinions and knowledge about this. But I mean, you're being forced into it with synthetic hormones. So, I mean, obviously that's going to, you know, sometimes it causes complications and sometimes it doesn't.
I don't want to scare anybody because I know this
is
very popular. I myself had this done and that's why I question it now because I only did it once. It was such a good time, but I only had one child. But so I can't say the second one was this or I did it this way. All I know is my first time.
Sure.
But I know several people that have been induced, and again, not going to get into the debate about why, whether it was convenient or medically necessary, but I know myself, and I know these couple other people had a terrible time with the hormones and this getting back into it, and everything was a tragedy. Like, I'm sure every new mother is like that anyway, but I just feel like with that extra portion, like, my body wasn't ready to do it yet,
right.
And it was pushed there, and I didn't catch up.
Right.
So then I get home, And everything, like you're saying, you're walking down the hallway. I ended up in the emergency room with my daughter because I thought I was not feeding her properly. And there was a whole big, long story with that. But yeah. Everything goes through your head. Like you said, right. There's a million ways to die. And yeah. You don't want to move. You're paralyzed. How do you get past that? So how does your therapies help with that?
So I think the biggest part is that I am a non-judgmental person. And I'm only there for the mom in the capacity that she wants me to be there in. That's first and foremost. You know what I mean? Obviously, you know, the rest of the family is important. The baby is important. But my focus is, of course, on the mom. So, yes, I'm doing the physical work on them. Certainly, I'm doing the energy work on them. But just to have them be cared for alone makes a world of difference. And it would be also super cool if somebody could watch their baby so mm-hmm. they didn't have to bring their baby to their appointments. But I absolutely welcome. I have rocked many a car seat with my foot, literally, while, you know, working on moms because, unfortunately, they either don't have someone or they're still too nervous.
Right, because they don't leave it alone. Because if I leave my baby alone, something's going to happen to it when I come back.
I've had grandmas sitting in the waiting room holding babies while mom's inside. 100% perfectly normal, you know? I mean, absolutely. As you have more kids, you know, you learn, but I'm never going to discount a worry or a concern.
Sure.
You know, because you have to learn to trust your motherly instincts as well.
Right. And I don't think there's any, like, well, I know there's bad doctors. I'm not saying any specific around here, but the doctors kind of did their job, right? Like, their job was to help you get through that pregnancy and get that baby out into the world, and then that's kind of it. So when a young mom calls that doctor and says, oh, I feel sad or I don't know what to do or the baby's like this, I don't know how much they even want to be involved with that portion because, like, their job is done. You know, so people like you can be there as a counselor or a just someone to talk to. And we have the circle, right? You have the Sacred Womb circle as a support group.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm actually bringing that now physically in person. So it will be online, but there will be a monthly meeting at the office. Just super casual, a place for women to gather, super casual. And I'll put more information about that, you know, on the Facebook page and website. From older women, we need to learn from experienced women. I shouldn't say older because, you know, I mean, we have a lot of 40-year-old brand new moms. And, you know, some of these 30-year-old moms who have three kids can really help them out, you know. That's just first and foremost, but also paying attention to your body because your body has completely shifted now. Mm-hmm. And it sometimes will take up to a year to 18 months for you to completely level back out and have your hormones quote unquote normal. And a lot of people are already pregnant by then, you know, if you plan to have more than one. My first two children are 15 and a half months apart.
So just about time you're getting back to normal, you were done again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were already gone.
I have a family member, too, that was like that. I think she had five children, and they were, like, barely apart, you know? Yeah. And it just is tiring even thinking about that. But so we need to be better, like you just said, we need to be better at listening to ourselves. Don't take all of these things so personally. I know when you're so in that hormone soup, you just can't even see straight, but you're not alone.
Yeah, I think that, exactly, the hormone soup. I think when you're in that, that's why it's really important to foster your community before then. Because I really, truly believe there are a lot of cultures out there. You know, there's some aspects to things that are good or bad, you know, all the things. But there are some cultures out there where, you know, the mother does nothing for 30 days, you know, afterwards. And she's cared for by her mother or her mother-in-law. And all she has to do is take care of the baby. She's bathed, you know, she's cooked for. And now, obviously, you know, some of us, we're not used to that kind of extreme, and it almost seems intrusive. You know, for me personally, I didn't really want anybody around me, but then people started coming and they cleaned and they cooked, and I was like, oh gosh, I did need to eat, turns out, you know, and I was just forgetting to do that because I personally had the baby blues.
Well, and we have all that pressure. It's like, now you're a mom, you have to do these things. Your job is to take care of this baby.
And you're supposed to know how. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know how, you're a bad mom.
And you have 6 weeks and then you need to go back to work and make sure all the stuff is clean and good and good and you have a babysitter. And
I know multiple women personally who went back to work and they were still wearing their heavy poise because they were still, you know, bleeding.
Yeah.
Because it was only 2 or 3 weeks and they have to go back to work because that is the, well, that's the way we live nowadays in this country.
And that is, it is the way it is. We all make choices and we do stuff. But if it would be nice if the world could get around this a little bit better and support each other. And it starts with stuff like this, just awareness. And maybe it's just this area. You're going to have this available for people at your location and getting the word out. Maybe we can get a decent group of ladies together. And it doesn't have to be just women, right? I mean, it was mostly for women, but
I mean,
there's
the sacred,
support.
In the sacred womb circle specifically, I mean, I do want to keep it to women because I want women to be very comfortable expressing all of their experiences. Does that mean that I'm not going to support the dads? Absolutely not. I think a dad would probably be better equipped, you know, maybe to support the dads. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
'Cause I'm not a dad. I've never been a dad. I don't know the dad.
We need to find a guy. We need to find a man group.
Yes.
Like you, but for the guys. Because, you know, we talk about all the things that we don't get. Nobody ever talks to men about
they're getting even less.
Right.
They're getting even less. And they need more too.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of fertility support for moms. There's not a lot of fertility support for dads. My therapy can absolutely be done on men. It truly can. And that is always spoken about when I'm speaking with couples specifically. When it comes to fertility, I will speak with that couple on an individual basis.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And again, it's all about awareness. And the more we talk about this stuff, the more people start talking about it, the more these things are going to come around.
Yeah.
So we have a smallish town. I mean, decent population, but we're not Chicago or Milwaukee. No. So let's get together on this. Like, let's get the sacred womb circle going. Get the stigma, get the embarrassment, get the judginess out of there.
Yeah.
You have ladies you can call for help, even if it's just, I mean, I wouldn't even throw myself out there. Like, somebody calls you and says, I just need to talk to somebody. It could be me. I mean, I don't care. We're all here to help each other.
Yeah.
So that's what it's all about. And that's what's so cool about Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center, because you encompass all of the things. We're talking specifically about pregnancy, but it all comes back to, well, I mean, life, our life, a baby's life, whatever.
Right.
And you help everybody with that. So that is very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm very glad that we know each other.
Very glad to know you too.
And I'm very glad to introduce you to the rest of the world because I think it's important.
I will say too, I think it's really important because it feels like as soon as you get pregnant, every woman wants to tell you her horror story and how she had a 5-degree rip and she had this and she had that. And she almost died and grand mal seizures. Can we just normalize not doing that?
Yeah.
Can you just not terrify the new mom? You know, like, we don't want to lie, but we don't need to bombard them with horror stories.
Right. It should be more about the positive.
Right? Educate them, because there are very serious medical conditions that can come from pregnancy. One of the things that I don't like is when pregnancy is referred to as a medical condition.
Oh.
You can get very serious medical conditions while pregnant and from pregnancy, but pregnancy itself is not a medical condition and it's perfectly normal and perfectly healthy. The majority of the time, it is perfectly healthy, but education about how pregnancy works, how bodies actually work, how delivery works, how recuperating works, like those specific things, that education is sorely needed. Because I went through a Lamaze class. I mean, quite frankly, I learned nothing.
If you guys could see her face right
nothing.
Now.
I learned zero. I mean, it's not. I got in there and I knew nothing. I literally thought, well, I babysat from the time I was like 12 years old. I can handle a baby.
That's what you learned in Lamaze, was just like how to.
No, that's what I thought going into being a mom.
Oh, right.
I love kids. I can be a mom, no problem. Being a mother is the greatest thing ever. You're going to love it.
2 hours a week.
You have a baby, and three hours after holding it, you've forgotten the pain completely, and you just want to have another one. And like, that's not education about how life works.
It's all roses and unicorns, kids.
We need to be realistic without being terrified, I think.
Well, it is a physical, it is a physically demanding
thing.
It is the thing our bodies are made to do, male and female. We are made to make babies. And that is a process that's going to happen. Does it go smoothly? Not all the time, but it is the natural occurrence of the things we are built to do. So it shouldn't be, we're not doing something we're not built for.
But the more you're educated, the easier it'll go.
Yeah, you'd think after literally millennia of this happening, we'd be a little smarter about it. be a little bit easier for the ladies of the world. But
yeah,
got to start sometime. Today's the day.
Today's the day.
Today is the day. Get the dinosaurs out.
Yes.
All right. So one more time, this is probably a good place to stop us for today. Again, next time when we talk to Amy, we'll be talking about some mental health issues. We're going to kind of go through that next month. But in the meantime, if anybody needs anything pregnancy related or female related, how do we get a hold of you, Amy?
Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center.com. You can, like I said, email me at amy@reproductivesolutionswi.com. And you can contact me through my Facebook page as well.
Very good. And she is linked again, like I said, to us. And on the, if you're listening to this podcast, you can just hit the link and go straight to her site as well. So anybody thinking about this stuff, give her a call. And we will talk to Amy again next month. Thanks, Amy.
Thanks for having me.